Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and you are listening to an episode today on perfectionism. And I'm so happy you are here because perfectionism is something that a lot of people suffer with. So this episode is dedicated to you if you are a perfectionist and it is ruining your relationship or affecting it in a negative way. Perhaps you're criticizing, perhaps you're judging. I'm going to cover all of that in this episode. And I'm also going to look at what you can do to stop any perfectionism from hurting your relationship. If you're married to a perfectionist, then you might also might find this episode interesting because it's going to give tools and it may be you're both perfectionists. And then maybe you can listen to this together and set some actions and have a discussion point around this episode. And if neither of you are a perfectionist, brilliant, awesome. You may listen to this because you may know other people in your life who are perfectionists. And you might want to give them some advice or tips or just really learn a bit more about it. So whatever your reason for listening, just wanted to let you know that it's really to help people who suffer from perfectionism. And I used to suffer from perfectionism. I used to always expect such high standards of myself. And I still do to some extent. Yeah, I used to take it to the extreme. I used to take my perfectionism to the extreme where I would push myself. I would push myself in work where I'd be working late every night, often a day on the weekends, like 6 days a week, often at night. I would push myself no matter how much I achieved for my company, I would always expect myself to be more. I was the highest in my office of 50 for 2 years and I still wanted to be hard, you know, do more and be better. I got into running, this is about 4 or 5 years ago. I started running and I started doing half marathons and I was running every other day. And no matter how long I ran for or how fast I got and how much better I was improving, I always wanted myself to do more. I was like pushing. And this really, in the end, really hurt me. It hurt me physically because my ankles and my body was just like, whoa. What are you doing? It hurt me mentally because after achieving in my career, making some money, getting the recognition, doing this running, I hit a point where I thought, is this all there is? And it also affected my relationship. It affected my relationship because I would go to bed early so I could get up early to exercise. I wouldn't be around in the evenings because I'd be working. The weekend was broken up between me going in the office to clear my emails and to get things done. So actually, I had a negative impact on my connection with my boyfriend. We weren't connected. And this was because my drive. And if I didn't do the things that I felt that I needed to be doing, when I was in their company, I was annoyed at myself, I was miserable, I was attacking myself. I couldn't fully enjoy being in the moment, doing nothing, being with them, because I had this nagging voice in my head wanting me to do all these other things, to achieve all these other things. So if this is you, please listen in. And if this isn't you, but you know someone that is like this, then maybe you want to share it with them, or maybe you're going to listen to it and guide them and give them some help. So perfectionism is designed or defined, should I say, as a disposition to disregard anything short of perfection as unacceptable. It's something that some of us will hate and some of us will love. If you're an employer, for example, then a perfectionist employee will often work harder than most, as they will strive for perfection. However, if you are a lover or a partner of a perfectionist, it might not go down well, as their drive for perfectionism is far from realistic in any romantic relationship. From the boardroom to the bedroom, extreme perfectionism is not healthy. It can destroy relationships and potentially cause burnout and high unnecessary levels of stress. It's one thing to limit your perfectionism to just one part of your world, like your work goals, but too often it can spill over into all areas of your life. So for me, it was really definitely my work and my exercise and my eating. It affected me in all these areas. I had to be perfect also socially. And a lot of people struggle in their marriages because they expect that perfect marriage, that perfect partner, that we're sold. We're sold this in the media. And of course, it's an illusion. Why is it an illusion? Because nobody's perfect. We're all perfectly imperfect. So if you're a perfectionist, here's what you can do to make it work in your favour and avoid the potential pitfalls along the way. The first is to compartmentalise, I can't even say that word, compartmentalise your life. So when you look at your life, it's worth putting into those categories: office, home, bedroom, free time, hobbies, family time. So just draw a list of all the different roles you play in your life, all the different areas of your life, and look at, okay, where can I use my perfectionism? For example, working hard, being punctual, achieving excellence, maybe that will work well in your career, in your exercise, as long as you don't hurt your body. But for most people, it's easier to do this at the office, as those traits are highly desirable. High standards at work can be extremely beneficial. It can lead to a rewarding and fulfilling career with promising promotions. However, it's not without potential dangers. Setting unrealistic goals that you cannot obtain and working extra hours under immense stress is not advisable. So be sure to find a balance. Remember to request the help and the assistance that you need from your team to meet your deadlines. Delegate if you have your own business. And finally, remember that overachieving yourself at work often leads to exhaustion, sometimes ill health, and this can spill over into other areas of your life. In fact, when a husband or wife is stressed or struggling with work or struggling financially, their spouse is usually the first person to receive the brunt of it. To avoid taking your perfectionist self into the house and the bedroom, think about ways you can de-stress after work and before you come through that front door. This could be as simple as a quick workout after work or listening to a 10-minute relaxing meditation in the car or doing some deep breathing exercises in the car or going for a walk as soon as you get home. This is what one man I worked with did. The couple came to me for online relationship coaching. The husband was getting very annoyed. As soon as he walked through the front door, he would see it was a mess. He was already stressed from work, already tired, and he would just get really, really angry. And the wife was fed up. She was like, the house is not going to be perfect. We have two children. It's always going to be messy. The kitchen's going to be messy. We've all just got home from work and school. Nothing's going to be where it has to be. And just relax. That's how she felt. And because he was always getting angry, she thought, I can't do this anymore. I can't put up with someone who is constantly nagging me. I don't want to live my life with the stress. So what we decided to do was, he would, before he came through the house door, park his car and then go for a walk or a small jog around the house. Then he would enter the house. Then they would have a cuddle and a kiss and a cup of tea together and talk. And then they would do any housework together, blitz it, cook dinner, have dinner, relax. This was their new routine. We also did some hypnotherapy for him to just release the stress and to release the anger so that he didn't get so angry when he came through the house. And also with her, I did hypnotherapy as well, so it was equal and balanced, to help her to get out of procrastination. Because sometimes procrastination was affecting her. She wasn't doing some things. And then we also got the children involved. Well, they got the children involved, I didn't. But this was the plan, to get the children involved in tidying more, having a bit more of a systematic order. And because he absolutely loved a really tidy, clean, perfect house, they decided that the safest and the happiest thing for their marriage was to hire a cleaner to come twice a week, blitz the house, and then all they would need to do is more of the surface stuff. And hiring this cleaner for those 4 hours a week made a huge difference to their marriage and to their lives individually and to the children's lives, because everyone was far more happier. So yes, it's important to ask yourself, what can you do to de-stress after work if work is causing a stress in your life? The next thing is to ask yourself why. If you know you're a perfectionist and it's causing you problems at home and in your relationship, take some time out to think about why you might be a perfectionist. Was it one of your parents that were a perfectionist? What is it about being a perfectionist that makes you feel so good? Everything we do in life is for a reason. Whatever that is, on some level, being a perfectionist works for you. Asking yourself, what might that be? And why are you doing it? It's going to be helpful. If you can get to the root cause of why you might be a perfectionist, it'll be easier to take a grasp on how to handle it and how to tone it down for the areas of your life where it's useful to tone it down, and how to make it work in your favour. If you are struggling to understand why you're a perfectionist, then just a few private one-to-one sessions, if you're interested, I could do with you, where we can just go into where is this coming from and how to reorder the perfectionism in your life so it doesn't cause unnecessary anger, doesn't cause unnecessary stress, and doesn't cause your partner to feel that you're always having a go at them. And just how to stop criticizing yourself. Because the best gift you can give yourself is to stop expecting perfectionism from yourself. It really is the best thing. So this can really help you to identify what is fueling the need to be perfect. Once you understand that and look at helping fulfill that need in a different way, you can become free. And then you can create a plan for moving forwards in your life. So do reach out to me if you are interested in exploring that with me. The third is to open up the doors of communication. To improve your relationship at home and with your romantic partner, the quickest and easiest thing to do is to simply take the time to listen, not talk. Just listen. If you have kids, then get a babysitter and go out and listen. What is your partner trying to tell you? Either literally or subtly. How happy are they? What do they want? What do they need from you? Really, don't make this about you. This is about you simply listening to them. The one thing that so many people who have been through the heartache of divorce say is they wish they had just listened to their partner before it was too late. In fact, many of the men and women that join my programs single-handedly to win back their wife or win back their husband or to help their spouse heal from an affair or heal from another kind of betrayal, say to me that their partner has made a complaint several times before they actually began working with me, and they just ignored it. And it had to get to a point where their partner made a threat of divorce once or twice before they actually joined. And a lot of them will share with me, I wish I started with you sooner, Nicola. I wish we came to you at the beginning. And it's never too late. If you're willing to take action, But it is much harder the longer you wait. Because the longer there is resentment, the longer there is hostility, the longer there is that bad vibe, the more the other person is going to connect negativity, resentment, low vibe, anger with you. And we want to break those patterns and those associations, if that makes sense. And maybe when you're listening to them, you might have a lot to say. There may be things that you want to ask your partner to do. There may be things that you've asked them to do and they're not doing. So just make a mental note of yours or write them all down and address them at another point. Just go and really listen to them. What that's going to do is that's going to then invite them, hopefully, to ask you the same. But it's really interesting to hear what it is like to live with a perfectionist. And they often will know the right things to say to help you, if you let them and you really listen. And once you really know what's going on with them, only then can you make a plan together to move forward. What needs to change? What can you do to make things better? And if you can truly understand how your perfectionism is hurting the person you love, the most chance you have of having a great, rewarding, happy relationship, the better your relationship will transform and the happier your home will be. And let's face it, after a difficult day at work, a difficult day in traffic, a difficult day with dealing with sometimes the outside world, having a loving home environment where people are pleased to see you is priceless. The next thing is be aware at all times. In order to drastically improve your romantic relationship, put yourself in your partner's shoes. How would you feel if they constantly criticised you, judged you, and made negative comments about things that you do? Make it your number one priority to think before you speak. Your relationship will really benefit from this. Ask yourself, will this comment show my partner how much I love and care for them, or will it upset them and further damage our relationship? To make this a habit, you can do this technique, which is going to help you to remind you to think before you say things. And it's a popular thing. It's basically where you wear an elastic band, or a hairband if you're a woman, around your wrist. And every time you say or do something that you shouldn't, simply pull the band, so it'll go ping, and it'll remind yourself to, okay, say something positive. So if you say something negative, ping it, say something positive. This can be a really good way to get into that habit. And after a while, you won't have to do it because you'll simply be more aware of, okay, I've just said something negative, now I'm going to say something positive. And ideally, hopefully, you'll just ping it and be like, okay, I've said something negative, I'm not going to say anything negative now, if that makes sense. It's going to bring your awareness to really thinking about what you're saying. Because sometimes as a perfectionist, we can get very critical. We can look at a room and notice what's wrong. We can see our partner's behavior over the period of 24 hours and notice what they haven't done and forget all the loving and great things they have done. And who they are as a person, appreciating their qualities, their smile, the little things that they do. And number five is to give yourself an allowance. Instead of a calorie or a money allowance, give yourself a perfectionist allowance in your relationship. This simply means that you give yourself so many times a month, once a week, where you can be your perfectionist self. So for example, if you regularly judge your partner by making negative comments, watch your words. Make sure that you take it down a notch. In the couples I've helped strengthen their marriage, I suggest only to make one behaviour request of each other per week. And don't go above this limit. That's a maximum of 4 complaints, behaviour change requests, a month. One a week. And allow them to give you one a week. So every week you are saying to each other, okay, please change this one thing. And then there might be loads and loads of things that come up. You think, oh, I just want to tell them to do this, or this has annoyed me, or this has upset me. And it's just, no, keep quiet and choose one. Because if they pack the dishwasher in a certain way that isn't the way that you do it, if they hang out the washing in a different way to the way that you do it. If they chop an onion in a different way to the way you do it, does it really matter? Now, some perfectionists would say yes, but if it's going to cause a problem in your relationship, if it's going to make your partner feel like they can't do anything right, it's not good for the relationship, because it's horrible to be in a relationship where you feel like you're being watched, you're being judged, and you can't do anything right. It can cause defensiveness, it can cause shutdown. So having an allowance for yourself is a great way to keep it in check, and also to have a close and happy relationship. So to sum it all up, whether you're at work or at home, understand that whilst being a perfectionist can be helpful at times, it is something that needs to be monitored around the clock if it's affecting your relationships and affecting your home life. You do not need to allow perfectionism to take over your life. And the biggest thing you can do for yourself is to really start accepting your imperfections, loving your imperfections, loving yourself no matter what. We all make mistakes, and accepting that, honouring that, is a real way to be happy. And if you want to talk to me about it, then I would be more than happy to do so, because I love this topic and I love helping people. So along with the show, I'm going to put a link to Get My 7 Secrets to Fixing Your Relationship ebook, as well as a link to book a session with me. And more importantly and excitingly, I am also going to put a link to my Facebook group, which is Relationship Quotes, Advice and Tips, and my Instagram handle, which is NicolaBeer1. So if you want to interact with me on Instagram, on Facebook, if you want to ask any questions, if you want to share any feedback on my podcast, if you want to make a podcast request, then do join in. It'll be so lovely to welcome you there, to connect with you there, and to support you to have a great life and a great relationships. So from my heart to yours, have an awesome week ahead, and thanks again for listening.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.